rest of the story. Preparing for the Battle of the Atlantic and the Second World War, United States President Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Churchill met in Argentia, Newfoundland. Roosevelt ripped a map from the pages of the National Geographic, a map of the North Atlantic. He drew a line down the middle separating east and west. To Churchill, he proposed that everything west of the line be regarded as the American Defense Zone. The British Royal Navy would then be responsible for everything east of the line. Roosevelt further offered to protect British convoys traveling in the western zone, and he'd do so with American escort vessels and destroyers, and Churchill was pleased. For thus was produced the Atlantic Charter, a statement of mutual wartime objectives. Now, that meeting took place in August. September 4, a U.S. destroyer, the Greer, was attacked by a German U-boat 200 miles southwest of American-occupied Iceland. The submarine fired torpedoes. The destroyer dropped depth charges. Nobody got hurt, but FDR got angry. His orders to the Navy: attack German warships on sight. In the middle of one night the following month, another American destroyer was fired on, the Kearney. This time, a German torpedo found its mark. 11 men were killed in the blast, although the vessel managed to limp into port. The USS Reuben James was not so lucky. Affectionately referred to as the Rube, she was a trim old warship, a four-pipe destroyer. Late in October, she was sent to assist a British convoy west of Ireland. At dawn on the 31st, her direction finder locked on U-boat signals. Moments later, the explosion. A German torpedo had struck the Reuben James just forward of her number one stack. It's assumed that a magazine was ignited, for the destroyer then blew in half. Her bow section sank immediately. The rest of her followed within 5 minutes. Her crew had numbered 160 upon leaving port. After she went down, only 45 men were rescued from the icy water. Her captain and all of her officers were lost. We even know the German submarine responsible, the U-562. But this is the rest of the story. Superficial history gives the impression that the United States was shockingly, suddenly, spontaneously involved in World War II by a Japanese surprise attack in the Pacific. Yet a closer look would indicate that we declared war when it was convenient rather than when it was called for. You see, the events of which you have just learned, the explosive beginnings of the Battle of the Atlantic, occurred in 1941. In every sense, but technically, legally, we were at war with Germany. We were shooting at each other, but those days did not live in infamy. For the U.S. warship Reuben James was sent to the bottom by a German torpedo, and 115 Americans went with her on the last day of October. Hey, that was a full month before Pearl Harbor. And now you know the rest of the story.